If you have your Bible, turn to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 4. And the Bible says, "And that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they may bring us into bondage." I want to kind of preach a question this morning on this kind of thought. Where is the United States of America? Where is the USA this morning? Is America on her way down, or is America on her way out? As we look at this today, then we see in the book of Galatians chapter 2, as Paul was writing, and we see the Word of God. It speaks to our heart and gives us a glimpse of what's trying to happen even in the day and the hour that we live. These things that's trying to sneak into our society, and times these things that's trying to sneak into our churches, that's going to bring us down, amen? But I'm glad that there's a foundation that's sure. I'm glad that we have the old King James Bible that we can stand upon in the day and hour we live, that it's true and it's real and it's powerful, amen? And it cuts to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. It teaches us where we need to be, and it shows us how to get there. I'm glad today we have that on the authority of God, and it'll work, praise God, in everything that we do. We have to remember, we have to stay with God, because the Bible tells us that a nation, woe unto a nation that'll forget God. As we see that in the Psalm, in Psalms chapter 9, if you want to turn with us, I'll read in your hearing if you don't. In verse 15, the Bible says, "The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own feet taken." Now we see a net, we see something taken. We see the pit that we make for ourselves without the Lord. I want to say without God Almighty and Lord Jesus Christ and the sweet Spirit of God. In Psalms 9, he's speaking to our heart. In verse 15, he said, "The heathen sink down." The heathen sink low, and we get lower and lower, and that's what they want to do. They want to bring us down to where they are. We'll never bring them up. Amen. Praise God. Without the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of God touching their heart, that's why we said we need to go to highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. They need to be in the house of God. You say, "Well, preacher, they're heathens, they're ungodly." Yeah, but the only way they'll ever get God is they come through God. Amen. They got to be brought under the word of the doctrine and the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that they might know Him in the power of His resurrection. Know that He got up, praise God, victorious over death and hell, amen. And praise God, I'm glad that happened, because that's the way I got in. I come out victorious. I was bound in sin. Bondage had me, praise God, the sin of this world. But praise God, on a Wednesday night, 1976, Jesus Christ come to where I was, showed me I was lost, in need of a Savior. Praise God, I give my whole life to Him. I said, "Lord God, forgive me, an old sinner. Please save my soul." He come into my heart, took up His abode, and I ain't been the same since. I've not always been perfect. I'll never be perfect this side of eternity, but praise God, I serve a perfect Savior. I serve one today that'll lift me up when I'm down. I got one, praise God, when I can't go, He'll carry me. I've got a Savior this morning. I hope you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the power and the might, all power in heaven and earth, praise God, that He gives down to you and I who trust Him and believe in Him this morning. He gives us the power to become those that He'd have us to be. Praise God, we can become sons. Amen. He goes on in verse 16, said, "The Lord is known by the judgment which He executeth." I want to say they still a judgment for sin. Amen. I want to say, praise God, I love old sinners, but I'm like, God, I hate sin. Amen. God's still a sin-hating God. He still hates sin. He still hates the reproach of sin. He hates sin in me and you. But praise God, I'm glad He had to leave us as old sinners. But He came to bring us out. And He'll lift you up, praise God. He'll bring you out. He won't dangle you over your sin. But praise God, He'll bring you a place where you can rejoice in the glory of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Bless His holy name. Said, "The Lord is known by the judgment which He executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands." Amen. I've had people ask me, said, "Well, you know, I'm not too bad. But I tell you, brave, hey, God, they're not too good either. Hey, we all sin and come short of the glory of God. And if we can't realize that, if you've never realized that, you're still lost, you sin. But if you come to yourself, praise God, realize that you're an old sinner in need of a Savior, God will save you by His marvelous grace. He'll bring you up and bring you out. Put your feet up on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ, your Lord, praise God. I just wonder this morning, can you call Him your Lord, your Savior, your Master, your Shepherd, your Chief Shepherd, your Master Shepherd, praise God. Is He the one this morning that's a leading you, or is it somebody else? Amen. He's only one Savior. Amen. He's only one Lord, and that's Jesus Christ, our Lord. And He asked the question here. He said, hang on. He said, have you meditated on that? Have you thought about that? He said, Selah, what do you think about it? Amen. He said, hey, listen, if we ain't careful, we lay our own traps by our own sinfulness, by our own lack of godliness. And I believe America has come to her knees, praise God, because she's left her first love. We've turned our back on God. We've tried to have morals without salvation. We've tried to have morals without conviction. But I want to say without conviction today, praise God, there is no morality. Amen. We have to. I thank God for conviction. Amen. I thank God for the convicting power He has on my life. He makes a difference in me, praise God, so I can make a difference along the way. Amen. Praise God. He goes on verse 17. And He said, the wicked shall be turned into hell. Amen. Where the wicked end up, they turn up, they end up in hell. Hell lost without God. You say, well, God wouldn't do that to people. God don't do that to nobody. The wicked send themselves to hell by rejecting the praise of the Lord Jesus Christ. That blessed promise that He gave us. The wicked shall be turned into hell. Now listen to this. And all the nations that forget God. Amen. What's happening in the United States of America? What's happening all around us? What's happening in our own neighborhood? I've got a neighbor that moved in from California, and he said he's an atheist. He don't believe nothing. Amen. I don't believe that. I don't believe there's any such thing as atheist. Because you let him get going down the road. I told the girls in Sunday school, you get him going down the road and the tie rod in breaks on his car and he starts to head off the cliff. First thing will come out of his mouth is, oh God. Amen. I want to say there's a God that's bigger than this world, praise God, that lives in our heart, trying to direct us and guide us. If we'll listen to Him and follow Him, praise God, He'll bless us on purpose. Amen. But they say no God. He said, wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. Amen. I'm afraid for America today. I'm afraid that we've turned our back against God. We turned our back on God. He said, for the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, and let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. I want to say, praise God, that will happen. God will judge sinfulness one day. God will judge this nation one day. God will judge the people of America one day. I want to say at one time we were the buckle in the Bible belt, but we turned our backs on God and we got so complacent in our Christianity, in our faith, that we turned our back and walked away from God because of how God had blessed us in our abundance. Amen. But He said, verse 20 said, put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. What do you think about that? Amen. He said, let the people realize, praise God, that all we are is just men and women, boys and girls, praise God, that need some help, and that help is in Jesus Christ our Lord. He came, He lived just like me and you. He knows the feeling of our infirmities, our weakness, and our lack of strength. But He's there to, glory be to God, He's there to strengthen us. He's there to lift us up. Praise God, if need be, He'll carry you. Amen. I don't know anybody in this world that can do that for you. Amen. You say, well, preacher, my husband loves me. Good for you. You say, well, preacher, my children love me. Good for you. Praise God. That's rare in the world we live in. Most children today are just after what they can get. Amen. We've become part of the world and we forgot God. But praise God, I want to say there's a God this morning, praise God, that'll carry you and help you, lead you and guide you and show you the way. Amen. Bless His holy name. But we see a God, amen. We see a country that's in moral decay. And we're seeing it right before our eyes. I mean, we're seeing it right before our eyes. We got loose borders down around us, and there's people coming in across our border. They're marching on us with banners from other nations. And we're saying today that, oh, we just got to let them in. You know what? That's a mindset, praise God, of a heathen nation that's forgotten God. Amen. Praise God. If they're not going to come in to simulate themselves with us, praise God, and become part of a God-believing country, praise God, we need to get to them before they get to us. That's why I thank God for these missionaries. I thank God that's why we support 21 missionaries, I believe it is now, and for the glory of God, to get the word out to them so they don't have to come here to find out about God. Amen. But we got loose borders today. Right before our eyes, we can see it. Amen. And the enemies are coming at us. Right. I've told you before, if Russia was marching on our southern shores and they had banners with Russian banners, praise God, we had sent out everybody we had to stop them. When you have people coming from Honduras with banners marching upon the United States, they're not coming to assimilate, they're coming to take over. Right. Yeah, right. Amen. I want to say there's one that needs to take over, and that's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. He's the only one can. But when we have open borders, we have loose walls. Amen. And they say it's morally wrong to protect our borders. Yeah. Amen. That's what's happened to America. We've forgot about the borders of the home. We forgot the borders of our house. We forgot about the borders of the church house. We've let down on the borders, amen. We've got slack on our caring. We've got slack on our compassion. We've got slack on what's right today. Amen. Praise God, we need to have some borders. We need to have some boundaries. Amen. The drugs and the sex trade, sex trafficking, human trafficking, the slavery, a human slave. You say, preacher, that's not such a... There is such a thing today. People are in slavery, amen. They're being brought in and made slaves in the world we live in today. But I want to say the biggest thing that enslaves us is sin. Sins are coming in. Sin's coming into the world. It's infiltrating us a little here and a little there. If we ain't careful, we'll get accustomed to the dark. Amen. That's why God says we got to be vigilant. We got to watch. We got to pray. We got to watch for it to come in. Amen. We got to watch how we act and how we dress and the things that we do, praise God, so that we can be a living example to others so that they can see Christ in us. I want to say this morning, on authority of God, in the United States of America, somebody ought to be able to look on you and I and see Christ in us, amen, without us ever saying a word. Amen. They ought to be able to look at you and I and say, God, praise God, ain't something different. There's something peculiar about that person. Amen. But we get used to the dark if we ain't very careful. We have loose borders. Amen. And they say it's immoral to have those loose, not to have those loose borders. But then there comes time for babies to be born. Yep. And they say it's okay to kill little babies up to the day they're born. And the fellow in Florida, the fellow in Virginia, amen, I'm not preaching politics, praise God. I'm just preaching the devil today. There's a devil, praise God, that said it's okay to bring a little bitty baby into this world and put it over on the table. And when mama gets satisfied, when she can decide whether she wants to let it live or kill it. Amen. God help America. It's immoral to stop people from invading our country, but it's not immoral to kill little children. Amen. Infanticide, killing them, amen, by the millions. We may have killed the very one that had a cure for cancer, amen. We may have had the very one that might have the knowledge and wisdom that God give to cure some of the diseases, some of the catastrophes, some things that in this world, amen. But we've chose to abort them, to kill them, amen. Just millions and millions and millions of little babies are killed. Where's America at? Where's the people at? Where is our God at in all this? Amen. You say, preacher, people just don't care. I won't say God does. Amen. People may not care what's happening, but God does. And we see it. Amen. We know, every one of us here knows that abortion's wrong. It's murder. You say, well, preacher, in certain cases, you know, there ain't no certain cases. Amen. Two wrongs do not make a right, no matter how you write it down. Amen. Praise God. And we got to stand upon. We got to get our country back, our thinking back. We got to get our morals with conviction back. Amen. Because we see this thing. We see this cycle that we're falling into. And it just gets bigger and bigger and uglier as we go. Amen. When we have a nation, the United States of America been a nation for 243 years. Civilization, on the average, if you ever studied your history, on the average a nation lasts around 200 years. Amen. And after 200 years, they can become so self-sufficient that they realize they don't need nobody anymore. And then they begin to decay. Amen. We've progressed as a nation for over 200 years to come to where we're at. But I want to just give you, just for a brief moment this morning, the progression that we made, the cycle that we've went through, that all these other nations, all these other peoples have went through also. And I want to say they're no longer around. They're gone. Amen. They crumbled from within. Do you know Rome was never captured by an army? They imploded within themselves. Amen. They got so big and so, God thought they were so good that they just crumbled from the inside. That's what's going to happen to America. That's all, we're already seeing it in our families and our homes and our churches. They're crumbling from the inside. Amen. And we need a strong power. We need a strong God to stand up and help us today. Amen. And Paul's a minister word, because he said there's some things that's slipping in on us. These things that's coming in, and we're being caught unawares by these things that's coming in. Amen. He said we had to be very vigilant to keep them from overcoming us and taking us to where we don't ever want to go. But we see this thing. And we see people. Now when I was lost, amen, I was in the bondage of sin. See, that's where a world is before it becomes a super, before America, amen, they were just in turmoil, they were in wickedness, they were in bondage. That's where people are when they're lost. They're in the bondage to sin. They don't know no better. Amen. But then faith comes in. Now I want to say it's not just faith, because faith can be in anything. They tell over at AA, they said, you've got to have faith in something. So a feller come out, he's seen a fire hydrant at the end of his street. He said, I'm going to have faith in that fire hydrant. He said, because sir, every time I come out, every morning, every evening, that fire hydrant is right there. Amen. Would you like to put your faith in a fire hydrant? The fella told him, he said, well, what happens? They told him, it's good. Oh, that's good. You need to have whatever it is, it don't matter if it's an inanimate object, that's all right. But what's going to happen when a car comes flying down the road and loses control and runs over his fire hydrant? Amen. I'm saying we're living in a day and an hour, praise God, and we're setting up fire hydrants where faith used to be. Amen. See, I'm not talking about a faith. I'm talking about a spiritual faith. I'm talking about a God and Godward faith. I'm talking about a strong faith, praise God, that brings us out of our bondage of sin, praise God, and bondage to this world, and puts our feet upon a foundation. Amen. Boy, if there's ever been a foundation needed, it's right now in the hour that we live. Amen. Paul goes on to tell in the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter 4, he says, even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. Amen. He said, us Jews were caught up in the actions and the things of this world. The things that mankind does and does to each other. He said, but when the fullness of time was come, verse 4, Galatians chapter 4. He said, God sent forth His Son made of a woman made under the law to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Amen. Abba, He said, good, great, superior Father, praise God. The one that, amen, it's not some man, it's not some person, but it's God Almighty sitting at the throne of grace this morning that makes a difference. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad I have a heavenly Father. Amen. Praise God. He said, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, we did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after you have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto you desire again to be in bondage. What have we got to go back to this morning? If you've come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's nothing back there. The devil wants to keep calling us into bondage. But our spiritual faith, our spiritual person ought to keep our eyes focused on the prize ahead. Amen. There's no use to look back. Ain't no use to look behind you. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, our Savior, as He marches on in victory. Praise God. He's already won the fight for you and I. Praise God. And we'll just praise Him today when they lift Him up on the cross of Calvary, hung Him up over a Golgotha. Praise God. The place of the skull. And He said, "It's finished." Praise God. We had the victory in Him. Amen. Victory, victory, victory's mine today. Amen. In Jesus Christ, my Savior, bless His holy name. He took me out of my bondage, put my feet on a solid foundation of Christ Jesus, my Savior. Bless His holy name. Amen. So we see He brings us out of bondage, shows us our need, puts us on the spiritual, gives us spiritual faith, amen, to believe. Then He gives us great courage to stand. You remember when you first got saved? Brother Rick, when I got saved the first night I got saved, praise God, you could have given me a squirt gun, I'd have tacked hell. Amen! Praise God, you could have given me a squirt gun, a little water in it, praise God, and I'd have went right after the devil. Amen! Praise God, they was something to me, they was a faith, they was a sincerity, they was a desire, praise God, to do what was right. Amen! I wasn't going to give the devil an inch. Right. If we ain't careful, amen, we begin to get complacent. Amen. We begin to fall off. But we need that great courage to have all stand. Amen. We need to stand for something. He said, if we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything. Amen. We got to stand upon this word of truth. It's all we got. It's basic instruction before leaving this earth, praise God. And we need to adhere to it. We need to follow it. We need to allow it to be a part of who we are. So we have that great courage. And that great courage leads to liberty. Amen. Ain't you thank God for liberty? In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1, Paul said, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us," what? "Free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." He said, praise God, don't let them get that yoke on you no more. Amen, praise God. He said, keep that yoke of bondage off of you. Just rejoice in the liberty that you have in Christ Jesus, your Savior, to worship and pray and give God glory for everything that He does. Amen. Praise God, there's nobody in this world that deserves praise like my Savior. Amen. My Lord Jesus, praise God, He gets all my praise. I give Him all the glory. Amen. I thank Him, amen, because He's the Lord of my life. Amen. He gives me the courage to stand. He gives me the liberty. And the Bible teaches us that where we have a liberty, where liberty is, there's abundance. God just pours out His blessings on you. I've told you before, amen, if we come in here looking to be fed, amen. Now, if you don't pull up to the table, you'll go away just as hungry as you came. Right. But if you'll pull up the table and say, "Lord God, just feed my soul. Just fill me full, praise God." That's liberty. Just trust in the Lord, to believe in the Lord, to call upon the name of God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ. Pull up to the table and be fed, praise God. And when Jesus feeds you, glory to God, He'll take all the bad stuff out and set you a table fit for a king.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The liberty, praise God, the abundance that He gives us. Amen. We've had the abundance. America's been blessed for a lot of the years, for a long time. And through those blessings, amen, if we ain't careful, we become complacent. Amen. We become complacent. In other words, our expectations change. And we become so complacent, we start expecting God just bless us. Amen. When we don't praise Him, we don't worship Him, we don't lift Him up, we don't follow Him. But we expect Him just keep blessing. Lord, just why did you quit blessing me? Why are you not touching me? Why are you not giving? Why does it seem that you're not even around? Because we're not looking for Him. But He said, if we'll seek Him early, we'll find Him, praise God. Those blessings that He has, the abundance that He has, praise God, He'll give to us. But we can't become complacent. We can't expect God to just keep doing for us that, praise God, without any blessing, without any praise, without giving Him any glory. Amen. We have such an abundance in the United States of America. We've become complacent. We think we deserve that. And now you've got a whole society coming up that says, you know what? You deserve part of the wealth. You deserve a fair share. And now they're saying, well, watch this, it blow your mind. Now they're saying, you know, and if you don't want to work, that's okay. You just sit at the house and we'll take from these folks over here. We'll take from the rich and we'll give some to you.
Right. That's right, brother.
My Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat.
Right.
Amen. He said if you don't get out there and put forth some effort, praise God, he said you'll go hungry.
Right.
Amen. So we got to get out, praise God. We got to work. We got to do something, praise God, to keep food on the table. And all of us have got different angles that we go to get that, praise God. But it's all the same God.
Amen.
We trust and put our faith in Him, praise God. He provides it and we have abundance.
Amen.
So in our abundance, we become complacent. Amen. We start getting some complacent. We start expecting God to just keep pouring it out. Amen. So in our complacency, we begin into a place of apathy. Amen. Where we begin to realize, praise God, that not only does God owes us this, but He owes us more, and we lose our passion to have that God's got for us.
Right.
See, that's what apathy does. It puts us in a place where we don't have no compassion anymore. Mm-hmm. So I was talking about a while ago when I got saved, praise God, God birthed me in the family of God. I was excited.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I'm still excited. But I have to really set myself aside, amen, to have the same kind of passion that I had when the night I got saved. Amen. I was a new birth, praise God. I was a babe in Christ brought into something that was so much bigger than me. But if we ain't careful, through complacency, through apathy, we lose that feeling. Amen. We lose our passion for God and godliness and the church and our families and our homes and our lives. You see how that thing just begins to steamroll? And then we fall away from God. We fall away from the church. We fall away from our family. We fall away from our relationships. And America starts going downhill. Amen. I think it's like a roller coaster. And it's up the top of the hill. And it's starting to go off the other side. Amen. It don't look good. Amen. It's fixing to go off with breakneck speed and there's nothing to hold it on the rail. Amen. Because of apathy, it's set in. And when apathy comes, when we lose our passion to get that and have that God would have for us. Not what the world has to offer. Oh, you can get everything that the world has to offer and still die lost in your sins. But if you've got the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, praise God, you're a millionaire better. You're heir and joint heirs with Lord Jesus Christ. You've got all that you'll ever need to be satisfied forever. Amen. You say, preacher, I ain't got much here. I don't either. But I got the Lord Jesus in my heart.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm rich. Praise God. And He's laid up a treasure for me, guarded by the Father in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, don't get no better than that. But we see through our apathy, praise God, we come to a place of dependence. Amen. Do you see where we're going? Do you see America today? We've come through from our apathy, from not having any passion, any desire to praise God and give God glory and stay close to Him. Through that, we've come to a place that we've just come to a place where there's a dependence. We think God owes us something.
Right,
amen. And Brother X, since you're working, you owe me something too.
Yeah.
Amen. Bless your heart, you lay in there, buddy. Amen. That's where we're at.
Yeah, right.
And we think the same thing with God. Well, God, just because you're God, you owe me. And I just want to come up and collect.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, praise you. Give you glory. Go down to the church house. Lord, I go on Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I know a family right now. That's how they're Episcopalians. Mm-hmm. They go to church. The only time I've ever known them go to church is on Easter Sunday. I wonder if they even believe what Easter Sunday is. If they go and celebrate, they get all dressed up. They look pretty. Amen. They go down to their church house on Easter Sunday. That's the only time they go. Amen. But that's about where we are in America. Amen. We go and we've become dependent on somebody else. Somebody else to help us, to show us, to lead us, guide us, to carry us along. Amen. We've lost our dependency on God. But see what happens when we come through apathy and we come through dependence, then we lose our freedom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Amen. See, there's a whole bunch of people up our day, and they had it during the State of the Union. They had that hospital section.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Did you see it? You know those? I guess those doctors they had on white coats.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're saying everybody gets everything free. God didn't design it that way. How can a nation, how can a people think, praise God, that we can have things that God said we couldn't have? But they're saying, I'm going to give you free education. Amen. You know what happens to give free education? You lose your liberties. Amen. You become dependent. Amen. You become dependent on the government. And they say, Brother X, I'm going to give them all your children free education. But, see, there's always a but. But we're going to go such and such school, and they're going to study such and such a curriculum. And when they graduate, they're going to go to such and such a workplace, and they're going to work there. Okay? So that's your free education. And they said, oh, by the way, in order to have free education, said we got to also have free health care. So we're going to give you all free health care. You're not going to have to worry about it no more. It's all going to be free. Amen? I'm under the impression if it's free, it's for me. But it's not free.
No.
Right. It's not free. Somebody has to pay for that.
Right.
Amen?
Right, brother.
They're talking about a tax raise up to 70%.
Right.
Most of us pay 25, 26% now. He said they're talking about taking it up as much as 70%. One of them said to tax the rich 90%.
Yeah.
Now, common sense, Brother Rex, you got a business and you're busting your hump to make it. Yeah. Amen. Try to get ahead, try to have a little money. And the government comes and said, Rex, you know, we're going to take 90% of what you got, buddy. You're just going to have to live on that 10%. He said, I'm going to another country. I'm going to go to Africa or Canada or somewhere where I work, make a living.
Yeah.
But we're on a downward spiral because it all comes from forgetting God. When a nation forgets God, amen, we start in a downward spiral. We've come up, we've had abundance, but we've got an apathy, we've got a dependence, and now we're on the downhill side. Amen. Because he's nothing free in this world. Everything has a cost. Amen. And boy, I thank God that the only thing that we get free in this world is salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. You can't pay for it.
Right.
You don't have enough money. But praise God, there's a God of heaven, amen, who gives us through for by grace are you saved through faith.
Right.
And that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any of us would boast. Amen. He said it's a free gift from God.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to say what America needs. They need to accept that free gift from God, that gift that God has given us, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. He's the one that makes the difference. Amen. And we see God as He speaks to our heart. He says it's just about Him. That He said that's the part that'll save you. That's the part that'll save me. That's the part that'll save America. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 5, He gives us a verse. I'll close with this. He said, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. What'll save us? What'll save these United States of America? It's the Lord Jesus Christ through faith and righteousness, praise God, that He'll save our souls. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope. That's that faith with expectation of righteousness by faith. Amen. He said, that's what'll bring us out. That's what'll bring us up and bring us out.
Right,
it's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It'll bring that righteousness, that righteous living, amen, that God calls us to. He said, be ye holy for I am holy. You say, well, preacher, I just can't do that. Why, He'd never ask you to do something He wouldn't help you to do. He'd never ask you to be something He wouldn't help you to be. But He said, through Jesus Christ our Lord, He said, we can have the the hope of righteousness. That expectation of righteousness. One day I'm going to be good enough for my Savior to present me to the Father without spot or blemish.
Right.
Amen. I'm all mucked and marred now, but praise God, one of these days I'm going to be presented perfect before my Father.
Right.
Amen. He'll look on me and He won't see any flaws at all.
Right.
Why? Because I'm in the potter's hands right now.
Right.
And He's molding me and making me just like He's molding and making
Amen.
You so that we can rise up and we be what God would have us to be. In these last days. Where's the USA day? Where's the United States of America day? Is America on the way down? Or is America on her way out? I believe God will keep us as a nation as long as we stay close to Him.
Right.
And as long as we protect that little nation of Israel.
Right.
As long as we stand with them.
Right.
I believe God will keep us and help us and use us. But I want to say today, church, we need to be strong.
Amen.
We need to be stronger than we ever have been. We need to uplift each other. We need to uplift and encourage our children. Because the devil would like nothing more than to steal away another generation.
Right.
We've already lost some.
Right.
Amen. And the devil is just trying his best to snatch them out of our hands. But praise God, if we'll seek the Lord Jesus Christ, if we'll stay dependent on Him, trusting in Him, praise God, He'll deliver us safe over yon shore one of these days in a little while. Amen. He is the only hope that we have.
You're right.
He's the only hope that America has today. Amen. As you stand to your feet.